Star 94.1, and we welcome Phyllis Cardell. Phyllis, how are you?
I'm great, HJ. How you doing?
Just fine. Phyllis, good. You have a new book out, and you're about helping folks out. Tell us about the new book. Give us the title, and let's talk about that book.
Okay, it's called Do-It-Yourself Publicity for Those Too Cheap or Too Broke to Hire a Publicist. And I wrote this book because I get a lot of calls from aspiring artists and just aspiring business women and men who want to catapult their careers and, you know, create awareness, but they don't have a budget for a publicist. So, or I'll get calls from people who have a budget but just feel like they don't need a publicist. They can do it themselves. So, okay. I wrote the book.
Now, Phyllis, how important is it to have a publicist, or do you need a publicist?
It's very important to have a publicist if you are wanting to create awareness for, it could be a music CD, it could be a book, it could be your business, whatever it is, because the publicist is the one who has the relationship with the media. And a lot of times you just can't go to the media and plug yourself or your project, because it's about creating relationships. And the fact that most publicists like myself actually go to school to learn the business of PR and the do's and the don'ts, as well as how to write. And that's a big part of it when you're pitching yourself, and you're pitching yourself either written or verbally. The media picks up on that, and they can tell whether or not, you know, you understand media writing or if you're from that field.
So, I'm sorry for cutting across you. So your book is going to give folks the insight into how to be a publicist or how to get your book marketed?
Yes, how to get anything marketed, any type of project you have. My book is more like a PR 101. It takes you from the beginning and explains how to write a biography, a press release, how to put together a press kit, when and when not to pitch the media, how to pitch the media. It gives you samples of press releases you can use, bios, pitch letters. It gives you everything you need to know on how to actually pitch yourself, your project, to the media and package yourself the right way.
So a publicist is sort of a type of person who can put maybe a good spin on a bad situation?
Yes, definitely. We can usually put a good spin on a bad situation.
Okay.
We can make it a little bit more colorful and more creative without lying, but just bringing out the good parts and, you know, the great things that people have done and that, you know, whole thing and kind of overshadowing the bad part.
The reason why I asked that question, so a Paris Hilton, does she need a good publicist?
Yes, she does. You know what? She's done so much dirt out there, and it's publicly known. I don't know how her publicist is going to turn this around.
I guess she has the money, so she has to really pay for it. Good way.
You know.
Really. Let folks know the importance about picking up your book and learning how to really do this thing.
I believe it's very important, and I've gotten a lot of feedback from aspiring artists who have bought my book and told me that it really, really helped them, because it takes you. It's step by step. You know, I don't leave out anything. I give you the good, I give you the bad. You know, I show you how to really assess what you have and ask yourself, really, is it something that the media would be interested in, or is something just your family would love? You know, go back to the drawing board, do it over. Just a lot of tips. There are a lot of tips in there that people just don't know.
Phyllis, is there a particular chapter that you think people should really, really pay attention to, more so than other chapters?
You know what? I knew you were going to ask me that. And honestly, every chapter is important because it starts from the beginning and it takes you to the end. So if you skip a certain chapter, you're missing a chunk of your publicity plan.
So where can one pick up your book, Phyllis?
You can either go to Amazon.com and click on Do-It-Yourself Publicity or my name, Phyllis Cadell M. Or you can buy it on my website at www.phyllisscadell.com.
Okay, Phyllis, you have worked with a lot of people. Who are some of the people that you have worked with?
Wow. My company, we have represented Mary Mary, Shirley Caesar, Dottie Peoples, Alda Vitton, Micah Stampley, Israel Newbreed, Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. I can't even think. So many. Got a new hot group called Distinguished. They're a duo. They're former NFL players.
Right.
Praise and Worship. They're awesome. We have them. And I take on a lot of new clients, new artists as well with independent labels because I kind of like them better because they listen. They get it.
Hey, okay. Okay.
And they understand, you know, the process. So we take on young, old. I've had Tommy Ford, the actor who played on Martin and New York Undercover.
Right.
Wendy Raquel Robinson, who is on the new show The Game on the WB.
Right, okay.
And the Steve Harvey Show.
Right.
We've represented Al Wash with the Sisters of the Spirit Tour. We've done a lot.
Wow. I know. And you have certainly been good to me.
You've been good to my company, HJ.
Hey, thank you. I really like the great relationship that we do have, Phyllis. We're talking to Phyllis Cadell M, and Phyllis has the book out. If you're too cheap, like an HJ, to get a publicist, okay, get the book. Pick up the book. It tells you all about publicity 101. Phyllis, is there any final words you want to leave with our audience?
I would like to, because I'm sure that most of your audience they're in the music business.
Right.
If I'm correct. Honestly, if before you do anything, make sure you have everything together. And if you're going to seek a publicist, make sure you hire the publicist at least 5 months ahead of time to get the biggest bang for your buck.
Wow, is that right? 5 months ahead of time?
Yeah, because
wow, okay.
Print publications are 3 to 4 months ahead. So if you have a record coming out in January, count five to six months back, and that's when you should hire a publicist because we're pitching your CD for reviews and features for the same time that your CD comes out.
That's,
so we need that lead time.
That's very important because, I get a lot of folks who come up to me and say, HJ, you're on the radio, man. I know you can play my song. So I'm glad to get that information from you 5 months ahead.
Yeah.
Hey.
For sure. I mean, you know, radio's a faster turnaround, but for sure, publicity, it's so crucial that it'll really make or break your project.
Thank you very much, Phyllis. And like you said, would you please repeat what you just said? Because a lot of folks don't believe that. But publicity will do what?
Publicity will make or break your project.
Okay.
It will.
Thank you, Phyllis. Our guest, Phyllis Cadell M. And don't forget, pick up the book at Amazon.com, you did say?
Yes, or www.phyllisscadell, that's PHYLLIS. CADDELL.com.
Phyllis Cadell. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. Our guest, you're welcome on Star 94.1.